What is it with our country and officiating? I'm just curious, because last night I watched a terrific basketball game. Oregon beat Arizona 74-73 in overtime. And immediately on social media, there was the officiating stinks. And it was not bad. Were there calls that could go either way? Yeah, guess what? That's life. Sean Miller hinted about tough call in his post-game radio interview. That's code for, yeah, I didn't like the officiating. Why is it when teams lose, it feels like and seems like in most every sport now, it goes back to how bad the refs are? I was with a friend the other day, and he was at his niece's varsity high school basketball game, and he complained about how bad the officiating was, and I just looked at him and said, well, then change it. Well, what do you mean? Go grab a whistle, go through the training, and change it. There's not enough quality refs in our country to do the job, especially at the high school level. I have a friend, very good friend, in fact, who referees. That's what he does for a living, and he does it at the college level. He started at the high school level. He makes a living out of going around and taking the abuse from people. He lets it roll off his back. He'll go do JUCO games. He'll go do high school games, but that's what he does for a living. If you want to sit in the stands and constantly complain about how bad things are, then be part of the solution rather than bitch about it every day. I swear in sports on Monday morning, I'm going to be hearing about the officiating in the NFL playoff games was horrible and what a bad call that was made, and that's it. Nobody wants to be the one that makes the change. They want to sit and bitch and moan about it. And it doesn't matter if it's a Friday night high school game. You know, there's things that are in common in high school. I know that officiating stinks and the coach doesn't know how to use my kid. I know in the college game, the officiating is horrible. And guess what? There are times where I watch a Pac-12 basketball or football game and it's horrible. Last night, officiating had very little to do. Very little to do. If you're a diehard U of A fan, of course you're going to find a way to blame somebody else rather than look in the mirror. That's how it works. If you're an Arizona State fan and you lose in Tucson like they did last week, it's because the officials called too many fouls on ASU and not enough on the U of A, and that's why we lost. I don't know. Maybe it's because you missed your first 6 free throws. I don't know. Maybe it's because you couldn't shoot straight from downtown. Take accountability and responsibility. We found this way in sports and society to blame the guys that are there to call the rules of the game rather than accept the responsibility ourselves. And I'm just done with it. Like this morning, I'm sitting here going through the Oregon U of A game, and it's just fan after fan. Oh, the officials stunk. The officials stunk. The officials got to the game. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. It's pretty simple. Whew. Mike Leach leaving Washington State for Mississippi State. So, first of all, it's a blow to the Pac-12 because having colorful figures like Mike Leach is what makes college football fun. He sits up there in Pullman and is just out in Never Never Land. But the Pac-12 losing a coach to the SEC speaks volumes to me, at least, about retaining good quality, high-end coaches. Doesn't mean they're not going to find a good replacement. But when you look at what happened here in the offseason, Washington, coach walks away. Washington State, I got to bolt and I got to get out of here. USC, we're going to stick with a guy that's pretty mediocre, rolling the dice. In the meantime, Arizona State, rightly so, steps into Southern California and lands the most, or in California in general, and lands the most recruits of any Pac-12 school out of that state while USC is down. This leads me to the bigger thing with ASU. If you're a Sun Devil football fan and you're really excited about what they've accomplished here in the offseason in recruiting, just remember this. While USC and UCLA are down, you cannot miss on all these kids that you've brought in, and it doesn't look like they will. All right. But there's this thing, this little thing. It's called the transfer portal. It's really interesting how this works. A kid with all these stars comes in, and if he doesn't get the ball thrown to him enough or he doesn't get used the right way, he can just go put his name in the portal and get out of here. It's a much different game now with the transfer portal. So while it looks all great on the outside, get back to me in 2 years and let me know how many of these 5-star, 4-star kids really made out. It's a hype machine for fans, and that's all it is at this point. They don't play games till September. Have a great weekend.